It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, The Snail Box. The Snail Box is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant just north of Ashburn in County Meath at Kilmoon Cross. You love the place as well, Katie.
I do love the place, yeah.
They have a fantastic menu. The food is to die for.
The warm beef salad, lads. It'll change your life. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
the warm beef salad.
Take your word for it.
Change your life.
And like we've often mentioned on this program, they are in the middle of a world record attempt. They are collecting, and they've, I don't know how the roof hasn't caved in the place, they have the biggest collection of baseball caps in the world. Well, at least that's where they're heading. They are trying to break a world record for the most amount of baseball caps on public display.
How many do they have now?
Well, they've over 8,000.
Wow.
And they're all pinned to the roof.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And how the roof hasn't collapsed, I don't know. But it's extraordinary. And if you are away on holidays, get a baseball cap, bring it into the Snail Box, and in return they'll give you one of their own baseball caps, like that one there. Look, that'll look lovely on your head.
There you go.
They will give you one of their own baseball caps in return. So, if you can help, please do. The Snail Box is located at Kilmoon Cross, just off the N2, north of Ashburn. And if you're going to Emerald Park with the kids over the summer, why not pop into the Snail Box straight afterwards? It's only 10 minutes away, okay?
Yeah.
So there you are.
It's not even 10 minutes.
It's not even 10 minutes.
It's 5 minutes away.
And our thanks to Philip and all the staff at the Snail Box for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM? This is a message from a lady called Laura. Hi, lads. Please talk about this on your show, but don't say my name. I'm a single mother of 5 kids, aged 2 to 12, and I wouldn't have a lot of money because I can't work because childcare would end up costing me more. But basically, I think the government should pay for kids of poorer parents like myself to go to summer camps. I was looking at summer camps for my kids and I just can't afford them at all. But I think it's unfair that some kids can go to them and some can't. It's so unfair on the kids who are hearing their friends going on about them and then wondering why they can't go to them themselves. Out playing on the road last night and my kids were hearing their friends going on about how they're having the best time at their summer camps. No kids should ever be left without, and this is something that the government need to address so that innocent kids don't feel left behind and less important or loved. And that is from a lady called Laura. And since we got that message from Laura, I haven't been able to get these kids out of my head because it must be dreadful for kids to be out socialising with
Gaza and be blown up.
No.
And to be starved and deprived of medical
attention.
No,
that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about these kids are literally being left out. All their friends are going to different summer camps and these kids are not. And I just feel really... When I was a kid, there was a family across the road from us and they obviously hadn't a pot to piss in. And every year at Christmas, for example, we'd get lovely presents from Santa. They wouldn't. I used to feel so sorry for
them.
That's
life.
And I can't get these kids out of my head now because they just feel left out.
Stop. That's life. My neighbours next to me got a new car a couple of months ago. So will I ask the government to get me a new car?
No.
I want a nice new car.
You're working.
I'm going to ask Micheál Martin. I'm going to ring Micheál. I'm going to say, Micheál, give us a car.
You're out working, Casey, so, you know.
Exactly.
You have a full-time job.
How unfair would it be?
This lady has 5 kids and can't work.
How unfair would it be on parents who are actually working and paying for, you know, their children to have the luxury of going to a camp and then other people who choose not to work for whatever reason don't? or do get paid for it. How unfair would that be?
Well, how unfair is it on these kids?
That I would go to work or you would go to work. And we
this lady can't. She's got five kids, for God's sake. She's on her own.
Listen, where there's a will, there's a way. I'm sure, you could do something from home, surely, even. The kids are in school during the active school month.
Five children aged 2 to 12.
Dad?
I don't know where their dad is. I assume he's not on the scene.
Okay, obviously not on the scene, I'm guessing. But don't have kids if you can't afford them. I'm sorry, your child's summer camp is the least of my problems. I don't care if your child can't go to summer camp. It's not my problem.
Now, we have asked this lady to talk to us, and so far she's refusing. She just wanted her message read out. We'll keep trying.
Amanda's on to her. Yeah. Amanda was talking to her. She said she might. She said she might speak, but I'm guessing she probably won't. I would be. I'd eat my snail box hat, if she comes on.
Well, we'll see in a couple of minutes. Our number is 085-825-2626. Basically, what this lady is saying is that the state should assist her to let her kids go to summer camp.
I want to go and buy a new car. I want to go to the Bahamas next week. I know somebody who's going to the Bahamas. My child's barber is going to the Bahamas. Should I go to the Bahamas? Should I request that the government pay for me to go to Bahamas? Because it's not fair that I can't go.
You're not listening to what I'm trying to say here. And somebody just messaged in to say, Katie, have a bit of compassion. It's the poor kids we're thinking of here. And that's all I'm thinking of. I'm not thinking about Laura. I'm thinking about her kids. Not Mammy hasn't a pot to piss in.
But should them, and but that's life. I'm sorry. You have to learn the hard way that that's life. You want good stuff, you have to work for it. You don't keep popping babies out for men who are obviously unreliable.
No compassion there.
Absolutely not. I don't have compassion. I don't have compassion where people are entitled, you know? I don't have time for this entitled crap. If you want to have nice things and you want to have luxuries, go and work. Because if the government are paying for the likes of this and paying for everything else, where does it stop? And then where's the incentive for people to work?
Well, the state does help with back to school costs. So what's different?
Let me go on a rant about this back to school cost, because this pisses me off every year and pisses me off more so because I have children too. Parents who work are struggling just as much as parents who don't work. And if you're, what's up? Working class, or no, not working class, middle class, let's say, was what you would be, middle class. I'd be middle class. If you are middle class and you're working full time, you should be entitled to something as well. They're your taxes. Parents are struggling. Day-to-day working parents are struggling. There's the cost of everything is insane. This back-to-school stuff, this is really grinds my gears. It should be for everybody.
That's a conversation for another day.
It's
a conversation for another day.
Because that really annoys me. Why should I work and you work to pay other people's school uniforms and then also have to pay for our own school uniforms? That's bullshit.
Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Let me kick off this conversation with Tina.
Well, this is very fucking interesting. I am a single parent with two children. One on the spectrum. I work full time. I pay childminding for summer holidays, Christmas holidays, Easter holidays, bank holidays. And I've been doing that since my children are young, because that's what you have to do. Also, they don't get to go to summer camps because I can't afford childminding and summer camps. So should I ring the social and ask them, any chance you'll pay for a summer camp for my kids, because I can't afford to pay for childminding and summer camps? What they do get is birthday parties, they get Christmas, they get, I'm starting to bring them off on holidays from next year because I can afford it. I have a home, I have a car, everything that I've ever worked for. I understand she has five children, but what's she going to do? Get one parent family until the children are old enough that she can go to work? No. And what's she going to do during summer, even if she does work? She still has to pay for childminding. If she put their name down in creches right now, I'm sure in the next year or two, she'll be able to get them in. She should have got them in when she was pregnant on them. She should have consistently, every single year, put their names down to go to creche. get the NCS for the children to go into creche, so she wouldn't have to pay half as much as what she would be paying without the NCS. There's a lot of support in place for single parents, for all parents now, with the NCS scheme, to put their names down in creches. And if that doesn't work, it's tough fucking shit. Pay for the childminder.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Adrian, how are things?
Good, thanks, Sean. Well, Sean, what's your reaction to Laura's request that the state pay for her kids to go to summer camp?
Well, I'm more annoyed at Katie's reaction to it.
In what way?
Does Katie have the same reaction to kids in Gaza saying it's not her problem?
I literally just said at the start of the programme that I referenced the children in Gaza, and I literally said that these kids who can't go to summer camps have no problems. You look at the children in Gaza. I literally referenced it at the very start of the conversation.
Well, can you answer the question? Foreign kids getting picked up from buses every day to bring them to and from school because their parents can't pay for it. So what's the difference here?
Well, the difference is that I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm not saying that I don't know about kids being picked up at bus stops or anything like that. But on the current
Dublin
topic...
Dublin Bus are giving out contracts to every Tom, Dick and Harry to pick foreign kids up from the house to bring them to and from school.
This topic isn't about foreign kids. This topic is about...
Well, not even any kids. But you're talking about kids. It's not your problem.
But it's not my problem. I'm sorry. If Mary down the road doesn't work hard enough or doesn't earn enough money to pay for kids to
go
to camp,
I should... Because you came from a rich family or something. Like, people are living on hard times. People are living on hard times, and are the government not meant to support people?
And this is the point.
They're doing it in every other way. They're giving a lot of schools are getting free meals, free books.
Yeah, but where does it stop? So what? Christmas presents? Should the government buy the Christmas presents for the parents because they can't afford
the No, but they should be means tested. If a girl can't afford to send her kid to a summer camp,
necessity. Well, at what point then do we say to people, well, actually, if you want nice things, you have to work for it?
But you're saying summer camp isn't a necessity. I agree, it's not a necessity, but it's a nice thing for kids to do.
It is a nice thing.
And when these kids, all their friends are all talking about the summer camps that they're going to, and Laura's kids are missing out. I think that's dreadful.
But sure, okay, so where does it stop? Jeremy's taking his kids on holidays tomorrow. They're heading off on a plane somewhere sunny and amazing, I'm sure. So if his next door neighbour can't afford it and they're talking to his kids, should she get a holiday? Because, well, they're poor kids.
You're being ridiculous now. We're only talking about summer camps. We're talking about summer camps.
It was like you're coming about, you're knocking to your neighbour and get a car. Or ring Micheál Martin. So Micheál Martin... Does Ukrainians getting their cars fixed for them by the government?
But I don't see you moaning about that. But why are you making a race? I don't believe that
Ukrainians...
Ukrainian
people are coming in and getting paid everything for them, but an Irish family that is struggling...
Where are you getting this information? Where are you getting this information from? That Ukrainian people
are
having everything paid for them?
Let me just deal with the point you made.
A mechanic came out live a couple of months ago and put a video.
I saw it.
If that's the case,
exactly. So there you go. So it is true.
I don't want my taxes. I wouldn't be happy about my taxes going on that either, I think.
Are you happy the way your taxes are getting spent now?
No, there's things that I would prefer my taxes be taken away from and invested more into, definitely, for
but
sure.
Again, I want to focus on the fact that this woman, Laura, literally can't afford to send her kids to summer camps that all the other kids in the neighbourhood are going to, and you think that's fair enough?
I think that's life, and I think that you have to learn in life. Sometimes you're not going to get everything. If you want things, you have to work for them. You have to put in a bit of graft. You have to put in
Well, listen,
time.
I'd agree with you 100%. If that was the whole aspect of life, but that's not the way life works.
It is.
Because the government are helping certain people, and you cannot, despite six kids there that are going to suffer, and that they'll suffer with mental health being stuck in the house for the next 3 months.
That mother could easily take the kids out for days out to the beach. Or
do you know
park,
how much it is? I spent 85 euro for one child to go to a summer camp after school
and
for 1 week.
You work for Sean.
Yeah, but you add that up for five kids.
Yeah.
So how is one woman meant to support five kids? And that was only for 1 week.
Well, if you can't support them,
that was
you
for
shouldn't
one,
really have
the,
them.
The people that are getting this money are the teachers from the schools.
I am
so
sick.
The government should step in and give some sort of giving a grant to the teachers to run this,
this
for
is not
free
aimed
of charge.
At this woman, but it's aimed in general. Maybe people should invest in contraception.
I hear Katie. No, hang on.
Don't stop me there.
Don't start judging somebody for having five. five children.
I'm not talking about this woman directly. I don't know her circumstances. But there are people, there are women in this country who have multiple children from multiple fathers, and they say, well, you know what? The state's going to pay. Where does it end? Invest in contraception.
It's the kids we're talking about here. It's the kids.
I don't care.
Well, why don't they do what they do for the women? Why don't they put condoms in every toilet free of charge, like they put the Sanchi towels for women? Why don't they do that?
Contraception. There is actually free contraception now. I think it's only available, it could be wrong, to under 35s. I have to check.
Yeah, I think I walk into any toilet, there's nothing for men there free of charge. Well, yeah, women get all the Sanchi towels and all. Why don't they take away them and let you pay for them yourself, if that's what you're talking about?
Shay Monaghan on Facebook says, and that's nonsense, nobody sets out to be a single mother. No, I don't think anybody says, you know what, I want to be a single mother, but I think there are people who don't give a shite because they think, oh, the state will pick it up. Let's be honest here. Yeah. Let's call a spade a spade. There are lazy bums out there who will let the state basically raise their children.
Okay, Virginia, you can't say this is true of this woman. We don't know this woman.
The state are doing that for hundreds of other people within the country.
Well, okay, I work.
We don't know. This woman could have woken for 20 years while Roy's paying tax into this society, and she's getting nothing back off the government. Where there's people, and I'm not bringing it into a racist matter, but there's people coming into the country getting handed everything left, right, and centre without even being means tested.
Sorry, your comments are about, let me even take you back there to your ridiculous comment there about sanitary products. Sanitary products and condoms are very different. Having sex is a luxury, okay? Having to protect yourself because you are bleeding once a month and you've no control over that, that's not a choice. That's not a sanitary product or a hygiene product like that. That is not a luxury. That is an absolute must for women. And
so why should it be put in every public toilet for women, but condoms are not put in every toilet for men?
I just said, if you were listening to me, because condoms are to have sex.
They're completely
They're a
different
form
things.
Of enjoyment. Sanitary products are a necessity.
It's to stop having people having kids, condoms are, is what you're just saying. Yeah, so why don't they give them for free to keep the numbers down then?
They are. The government have introduced.
Okay, we're getting totally away from the issue at hand here.
We're digressing. Because I want to
point out a comment that you made a moment ago, which was when I said we're talking about the children here. Your exact words were, "I don't care."
Yeah, I don't care. It's not my problem.
I think that's horrific.
What was you kids in this situation? And your husband left you, and you are left on hard times and ain't got a penny. What would you do?
I wouldn't expect the government to pick up every piece.
Would you go on to single parents? Would you? Yes or no?
Well, no, because I work.
If you listen to what I said, if you went on felt on hard times, you lost your husband, you lost your job, and then you hadn't got the money, would you go on the dole? Would you go on to a single parents plan?
Yes
or no?
It would be an absolute.
Well, this woman has no choice. She hasn't got the money. €85 for five kids for one week.
Well, whatever about that. The working circumstances.
No, you can't just say whatever about that. I'm asking you the question.
So hang on a second. But
no,
summer camps.
I asked you a question. If you fell on hard times, would you go on to the social welfare? Yes or no? So you're relying on the state then? Yes or no?
You're not listening. I actually. Are your ears blocked or are you, like, seriously, are you okay?
No, because I don't want to listen to your bullshit.
No, don't even go there with my bullshit, right? It's not out of
the question. No, I will go there. This is what the show is about. Opinion matters. People have an opinion.
But you're not making sense.
Your bullshit was, I don't care.
Yes, I don't
about
care.
These children. I don't
care. I'm not saying I don't care about these children. I don't care about these situations because they're not necessities. I would prefer to see the money go to people, an extra few bob towards putting food on the table or clothing their kids. Rather than summer camps are not a necessity, and I'm sorry that you feel bad that your little Johnny or Mary can't go because, you know, you can't afford it, but that's life. Like at Christmas when kids get different presents, some kids are going to get better presents than others. Some kids are going to wear branded jackets, some kids aren't. Some kids are going to go on holidays, some kids aren't. I'm not saying I don't care, but if you want nice things in life, you have to work, and you have to work hard. The harder you work, the more you get in return.
Stay
it's
there for
simple.
A second. Again, we're trying to get this woman on the phone because I want to find out what her situation is. I'd love to hear from her now.
I really want to hear the context.
Cian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Cian?
How you doing, Adrian?
Now, Cian, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I totally agree with Katie here because, you know what I mean, you do have to save up for certain things in life. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree. But in this situation, this is a woman raising five kids on her own and she just doesn't have the money.
Well, if she doesn't have the money, so it'd be it.
But we could help, could we not? Could the state not help?
We're doing enough. They get back to school. They get their everything else with their help, with their fuel allowance and everything else. Like, where is the line drawn? If we start with summer camps, then what is it next? Holidays? What's then after that? Branded clothing? What's then after
holidays
that?
Holidays is not a necessary. Holidays is not a necessary. But summer camp for 3 months of the year where the kids, if their parent can't do one, what can you do in this country that's free? None.
Go to a playground,
so for them
go to a
3 months of the year, but what? You might get 2 days of the week where it's good weather to go to a park. It's not as if we live in Spain there, we can say we're going to go to a beach Monday, we'll do a park Tuesday. You can't plan that in this country because of the weather.
I've never seen another nation that are as entitled as the people of Ireland.
Ireland are a very good nation for other things.
Casey, a message came in a moment ago. Hope poor middle class Katie never falls on hard times. Yeah, go on.
Well, you go straight on the. If you went there walk sick, Katie, what's the first thing you do? And you're ever walk sick for a long term, what would you do? You go straight to the government and ask them for the help. Yes or no?
But Sean, that would be no more.
So you're relying on the government when you need it.
I've been working straight since I was 17. With all the tax that I've paid, I would be no more. I would be entitled in this sense to go and get. Absolutely. I've actually invested something into society. If anybody would deserve it, it would be somebody who has worked like myself.
Sorry, Katie, I just have to say, you know what, you're brilliant on this show, I have to say.
Thank you. That's great.
Because she's an opinionated.
I don't hold back, but I just, when it comes to this kind of stuff, it really irks me because I see people who are working hard and they work and they put the money aside and they plan ahead. And single parents as well, by the way. A lot of kids in summer camps are actually from families that would be more disadvantaged and from families of single parents and from families of parents who don't work, because they plan, they put money away, they're responsible. I'd love to know, this woman, does she smoke? Does she drink?
No, we don't know.
Johnny and Mary aren't going to their summer camps. How many smokes is she smoking a day?
Our number is 085-825-2626. Cian, you don't care about these kids either, do you not?
No, I care, but I do agree with Katie, that you should be saving, you know what I mean? Of course I care.
How can you say, you can't make money out of fresh air.
Yes, you can. You just work for it.
This woman has 5 children. It's not very easy to work when you've got 5 kids under the age of 12.
I don't know what to say to you.
Thanks, Cian. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation.
I can't believe people think I'm being heartless.
You are being heartless.
I can't believe that I'm actually...
Your exact words were, I don't care. When I asked you, I said, we're talking about the kids and these kids missing out. And you said,
It's not a necessity. It's not like, I just can't believe I'm being branded heartless for saying that people should work if they want nice things. Surely that would go without saying. Like, I mean, right, the back to school allowance, I get why that's given. I understand why it's given, and it is necessary for people who are disadvantaged, because their kids have to go to school and they have to be dressed appropriately for school. But sorry, where's my help with back to school? Where's our listeners who work, who got up, bothered their holes to get up and work? Where are their back to school help? Because everybody could use it. Let's be honest. Nobody's flush nowadays unless you're upper class, which they're in a different world of their own. Like, it's just, it baffles me that anybody would have an issue with me saying work for nice things. Summer camps are not a necessity. If you can't afford to go to a summer camp,
I said,
that's on you.
I said, we're talking about these children missing out when all their friends are getting to do something that's very enjoyable. And you said, I don't care.
I don't.
Emma.
Hey, lads. Just on today's topic, probably be a lot cheaper if she closed her legs after maybe the second child. Back to her children upset is completely on her. Like, after you have your first or second child, you probably look at your bank account and go, probably can't pop out another 3. So maybe I'll spend my money on contraception. So it's completely your fault that your children aren't having the childhood that they should have. And you should be responsible for that. You are responsible for that.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Michelle, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Michelle?
I've had 6 kids. I've reared them on my own.
unfortunately, it didn't work out between me and their father. But at the end of the day, it's up to the parents to teach their kids the word no. If you haven't got the money, then you can't pay for it. And you have to sit and explain to those kids why. There's lots of things. I used to go out with my children when they were younger. I'd go into the shop, I'd get a cooked chicken, I'd get this, and we'd go down to the park, and we'd have fun. And we'd go down to the river, and we'd have fun, we'd have time to ourselves. You don't need a lot of money to bring kids out, especially when you have six. And I understand for that lady, yes, it's hard. But at the end, it's not up to the government to pay for camp, you know. But you don't know whether them parents are getting themselves into debt just to send the kids to camp. You know, and children nowadays...
But again the point that I was making, Michelle, is think about the kids. These kids come in from playing last night all upset because all their friends are talking about the great summer camps they're going to, and they're not going to it, and they feel left out. I think that's dreadful.
Well, that is dreadful, and unfortunately, that's a sad part of life, Adrian. You can't have your cake and eat, and you have to teach your children that.
Girl. Yeah, she's right.
Well, hold on, Adrian. It's not the government's place to give every school free meals either, but they're doing it to help families out.
Yeah, well, I do understand that.
Food is necessary, and they're giving it to everybody.
But when it comes to camps, when it comes to holidays, that's on the parents, not on the taxpayers. Now, I am not ashamed to say I was a lone parent for 21 years. My oldest is 21, my youngest is 16. He was in TY. He couldn't go on a holiday last year. I had lots of money. Tough. And I'm very lucky with my six children that I could sit down and say...
Well, I'm 16, your son should be out working in anyways, but we're talking about age. We're talking about 2 to 8 to 12 years of age here.
My son is 16, he's in school. He's in school.
Part-time
right?
job.
My other sons are working and my other kids are working because they're adults now. Because I won't let them go on welfare. And that's the way it is. If you want something in life, you get off your ass and you work for it. Unfortunately, I was left in a situation where I was left on my own with kids. And I couldn't wait for my kids to get older. I had plans to go out to be a horticulturist. But unfortunately, my health took a bad turn and I'm on disability. But I have installed in my children what the meaning of yes and no is. If you want something, if they come to me and say, I want Nike, so no, son. Or you have to go out and get a job when you're older. When you have your money, you buy what you want. And you know what? They do. They pay their taxes.
There's a lady who is in a very similar situation with six children, and she doesn't believe that this woman should be helped out.
I'm not being bad, but this woman brought up six children in a different era. Nowadays, everything has gone through the roof. Prices of everything, food, shopping, everything.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when you were in this woman's situation 20 years ago, it wasn't as tough on people. Everything, the prices of stuff wasn't as bad.
Oh, wait, reprices of stuff wasn't as
so
bad.
So there you go. So these are looking at a completely different angle. This woman now, she probably has to pay how much on gas a month, how much on ESB, everything. And as I said, the cost of living has gone through the roof in the last few years.
We all have to pay our bills. You know, it does take a village to rear a kid, but not to pay for everyone that thinks they should have to be paid for. She gets her allowance. She has five kids. How much is that an allowance a month? Put half it away. Put a fiver a week away. You know these camps are coming up. So why not
You know nowadays the shopping the likes of Dunstar's Little for five kids and an adult. You're probably looking at about €400 a week.
Yes,
well, there you go. This is what I'm saying. It happens to you in different times. Nowadays,
it doesn't matter what time it happens, everybody has their struggles no matter what.
Pressure.
My mum had to say no to me and my father, had to say no to me and my brother and sister if we wanted to go somewhere and they hadn't got the money. And you know what? Toughen up because that's the way life is and that's how it happens. Because if you haven't got it, you can't give it.
That's an old school saying.
What would you say to this message, Michelle? And the message says... if those kids don't get help now, they're the kids that roam the streets and end up in the criminal underworld and cost the state more in the end. In other words, don't leave the kids to just languish hanging around the streets.
So because the government...
I'm sorry, that's poppycock. That's poppycock, because if that's the case, I would be roaming the street causing havoc. My kids would be roaming the street causing havoc and they haven't.
I read it again. If those kids don't get help now, they're the kids... kids that will roam the streets and end up in
going to camp is not getting help.
Lord.
It is.
So because they don't go to camp, they're going to end up in prison. Okay, I've heard it all.
Do you know what? I'm actually going to agree with Katie on that. I've heard, do you know what? I'm 53 years of age and now I've actually heard it all. Do you know okay, what I mean? That is madness.
Stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is Martin.
Afternoon, guys. Adrian called me triggered the other day. I'm fucking triggered again. Why in the name of fuck should I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning? I'm already fucking paying for her kids to go back to school with back to school allowance. I'm already paying for her kids to be clothed. I'm already paying her fucking lifestyle. Like, if she thought about all this before she had her fucking legs up like a Lamborghini's doors on the constant, she wouldn't be in this mess. Now, yeah, kids all deserve to do a summer camp and all of this. It's great fun. But hold on a minute. I'm what they call the squeeze middle here. And we're fucking struggling. And the two of us are fucking working decent jobs. So why the fuck would I want to pay for some fucking doll head to have her kids go to camp? I'm a fuck off.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Adrian, how are you doing?
Good,
how are you? I just want to bring you back, lads. I want to bring you back, and I don't know, some of you listeners might remember this, some of you won't. I remember when I was a kid, they were called summer camps, and the local community and the council worked together, and they laid on buses, and you'd bring a euro for each of you and each of us, and it didn't matter now if you were, you know, if your mother and father was working or they weren't working. It was for everybody, Casey and Adrian, everybody. It was called the summer camps, and I remember on the weekends there, it was on a Saturday and a Sunday, and they bring you off to Port Marnock, or, you know, they bring you out to Bray or whatever it may be, you know. It was something different every week, and it was absolutely brilliant. Now I'm talking here good, what, 30 odd years ago, 40, you know, nearly 26. You know, the thing about it is, why aren't you doing it today? You know, that lady that wrote into the show actually has a point that we have more money than we know what to do with in this country. We really do. And
so
the fact
you
of the matter
that
is,
the government should fund these.
I do, of course. They should be
John
doing it.
John, looking for a handout. What's new?
I'm not looking for anything. I'm well off. John, I'm okay. But what I'm saying is, Katie,
Johnner.
No, not at all. Sure. Yeah. Okay, let's call a spade here, Katie. They can give 150 million for the City West Hotel. Why not give a couple of million to the local councils and do what I told you that was going, what was happening 40 odd years ago, and invest it into the local communities and let them go off and bring a euro a pop and a packed lunch and all a few of the parents from each of the areas used to get on these buses. They used to have a great, including myself. I availed this. I had a great time. I had a great summer. It was running for 8 weeks every summer when we finish school. What's wrong with that, Katie? What's actually wrong with that?
What's wrong with it for me is that this situation isn't the same. This is a woman who's calling on the government to fund.
It is the same. Because totally it was government funded, Katie. It was government funded.
You're the king of handouts. If the government can pay for it, absolutely I'll take it. That's
No, here's the thing. You were pulled up earlier on there, Katie. Your man there, the last guy. He did. He said it.
Stop
he says.
No,
hold on for a minute, Katie. I want to get me word in here for a minute, please. He said it to you already that there's foreign people going and getting the cars fixed off the government. Okay? Now, here's the thing, Katie. Are you going to berate an Irish woman there that can't afford to piss and just say,
well,
look, listen.
John, Katie's exact words were, I don't care.
I don't care. Jeremy Dixon. I don't care. Ivory Tower.
Podcast talking about wanting a better laptop for your child who needed a laptop for school and you wanted the government to provide it.
The fact of the matter is, Katie, we all know how much it is for school, for kids going back to school. So, and I did say that. Of course I did. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. Well, what about not having kids if you can't afford them?
No. You see, Katie, it's a bit late now to tell that girl there.
Yeah, I'm just
going
to say that.
Okay, okay.
That's crying.
See, that's another load of bullshit. Come on, Katie, get your shit together. Come on.
I'm not berating this woman for having five kids. I'm not berating her.
You are.
You just said it.
You absolutely are.
I'm not berating her for having five kids or for being a single mother. That's whatever. That's
so another moron there earlier on the messenger said the same thing. Why didn't you have the kids in the first place?
Judging this woman.
Fucking easy.
her sense of her entitlement.
No, but it makes sense, Casey. You see, you're sitting there, as I said, in your ivory tower, same as Jeremy Dixon, week in, week out. When this makes proper fucking sense, a government initiative from the local councils and the local community centres, as I said, I'm not asking to spend their fucking livelihood. I'm saying invest in the community. Send them off on the bus, as I said. This was 20 odd years ago we went to summer camps. Why can't they do it now? They've fucking billions and billions coming into the country.
Okay, did you say a minute ago that you're well off?
I'm not well off. I don't mean it like that, but I'm okay now.
He's not struggling.
Know?
He's not struggling.
No. Okay. Well, the fact of the matter is, it was for everybody, Casey. It was for everybody. Whether you hadn't got a pot to piss in back then, or you were well off on your road. You know, it didn't matter who you were, we were all included.
Michelle, let me go back to you for a second. What do you think of that suggestion that the state should pay for summer camps full stop?
No, I don't think so, but I do agree with certain things that man is saying. When I was growing up, it was the neighbours. It was all the neighbours got together. Like, I'd done it on my road. We all
three
get
parties
together.
Yep.
And we get put money in the pot. If we can't bring the kids up, but see, unfortunately, running the Tenants Association, there's an awful lot in it today that stops people from doing it. There's a lot of restrictions. You have to have so many kids, so many parents, and a lot of parents don't seem to want to do these things. Where when we run the bouncing castles and the stuff on the road, it's out of the neighbour's pocket. It's a fiver per neighbour. There's 40 odd houses on our road every summer.
We've done it for years.
And we don't. Well, I remember they got out the bean bags. Everybody kept their potato sacks because there were cloth potato sacks back then. And the kids were brought out in the front of the houses. The parents got sweets. We had little street parties for the kids. We kept the kids entertained. Absolutely. We didn't ask the government for a penny.
But the fact of the matter, what I'm saying is, though, and what my point is, that if this could happen 40 odd years ago, as I said, about summer camps...
Well, it can't happen now.
Exactly, because we've billions and billions coming into the country, okay? We're not struggling for money here in the country of Ireland. We're not, and we know this now. So why not invest in these, in the councils, get the councils involved with community centres, and let's do this. Let's do this for the kids, Katie.
I'd rather see the money that would be spent on those summer camps going towards getting children out of hotel rooms.
But you see, here's the thing. They did say that they're working on that and they're doing the, you know, we heard about what the budget is, whatever they're going to do. I swear, I don't believe them. It works, the government says. I never did and never will. But the fact of the matter is, Katie, this woman did have a point and she made a very valid point as far as I'm concerned. And the fact of the matter is, a couple of quid into each community. Listen, lads, run it for 8 weeks. We'll get Dublin Bus involved. We'll run the buses. Use pick the destinations. Just, you know, we get the parents involved and they will chaperone the kids. Like, it's not fucking rocket science, lads. It really isn't.
No, it's not. It doesn't take much to run a community.
I just got a message in a second ago. Let me read this to you. I worked with our local GAA cool camps and there's an allowance put aside for families that are struggling. She should talk to her local club and I'll help and pay for some of her kids to go to summer camp.
That's very nice. That's very kind and very decent. That person's obviously very generous to do something like that. But I mean, calling on the government, and that's the person making their own decision, but calling on the government. What I have found in my 35 years of life is that spongers want to sponge more.
Now you're calling this woman a sponge.
In general, spongers want to sponge.
You just have a bad attitude, Casey, as well, you know. You do have a very bad attitude.
Your attitude absolutely sick.
We know you don't care.
I'm sick of spongers and entitled people expecting more. Much wants more. If you want to have the luxuries that other people have,
Adrian,
do the work that other people do.
Yes, John, yep.
Sorry, Casey, when you finish your big fucking speech there. What I want to say is, Casey, it's well for you and Jeremy Dixon to fuck off on a plane there for 2 weeks. Then listen, I will never begrudge you that. I know you work, you've said it 10,000 times. Mm. The fact of the matter is, this woman doesn't work. And everybody else there slagging, oh, she shouldn't have had kids. Fuck off as well. The fact of the matter is, hold on for a fucking minute. There's major money, and I'm fucking sick of repeating myself. 150 million into a fucking hotel for refugees. They have enough money to send the kids in the local communities to the fucking Bray Beach or out to Port Marnix, and a bus will pick them up at 5 o'clock,
Jeremy,
6 o'clock.
You make your point about using bad language every 2 minutes. It's a sign of a lack of intelligence to do that. But
lack of intelligence, you're just pissing me off. Yeah, you're actually pissing. There's a reason why I use bad language, because you're really getting under my fucking nails to the air.
Lads, I'm going to cut across both of you, because the lady that we called Laura has agreed to talk to us. But she will only talk to us if we disguise her voice.
Okay.
Which I'm about to do.
Why? Why does she want her voice disguised? Because she knows. She knows that it is embarrassing asking for more handouts when you're already living off the state.
Are you finished?
I'm just sick of entitled lazy people.
Let me talk to this lady. Laura is the name that we've called her. It's not actually her name, and she's asked for her voice to be disguised. Laura, tell me why you're asking for the state to pay for summer camps.
Yeah, like, I think it's only fair. Like, it's not nice for young kids. Like, I've got 5 kids. I'm not with their dad anymore. Like, but they range from 2 to 12. And for me older kids, not so much me 2-year-olds, but me older 3 kids, and I think it would, they'd really benefit from it. And it's just not nice. Like, they're out playing on the road last night with the other kids, and the other kids are all, like, in GAA camps or in soccer camps or in, like, arts and crafts camps and all of that. And they're all talking about, you know, they're making friends and they're having a great time and it's great. And, like, my kids be like, "Ma, why can't we go to one?" And, like, what do I say? Like, I'm a single mother with 5 kids. Like, their father's a deadbeat. He gives me nothing towards anything. And I can't pull money out of nowhere. So I just don't think it's fair that, you know, kids like my own are asking the question of why they're not getting it. And then they're asking, like, why are they so special that they can have that but we can't, like? And then they feel like they're lesser in society or something. That's what I think. That's what I kind of get from what they're saying to me. Like, why can they do it and we can't? And I try to make excuses. Oh, we're busy, or, you know, like, because I don't want to tell them, like, you know, I just don't have the money, because I don't want my problems to become their problem, if you get me. But in terms of, like, I definitely think there should be, like, the back to school fund there is to help parents, you know, in disadvantaged situations and people who don't have a lot of money. So why can't they do the same with something like this? The whole point is that kids don't miss out.
Now, we put up your topic on our Facebook page earlier on, and I have to say there's been very little sympathy for your situation. An awful lot of people commenting, get out, get a job, earn the money yourself, and don't be expecting. In fact, one person said, the selfishness, laziness, and self-righteousness of that woman is disgusting. What do you say to that?
There are people who are obviously ignorant, and they don't know what it's like to be a single parent. Unless you're a single parent, struggling to make ends meet, you know, just enough to make sure that your kids are clothed and, like, fed properly and everything. Like, some days I'd be even, like, not eating properly myself. Because the cost of living as well, like, let's be honest, you go into a shop and the price of stuff, like, people have no sympathy. It's easy for them to say, because they're probably in situations where they're in a relationship with their partners and they can work and together they can afford childcare. Like, if I were to go and get a job, right, what do I do with my 5 kids? Do I leave them at home on their own? Then people be telling me that they're going to ring social fucking services.
So, Laura, then I have to ask, how much do you spend a week, honestly, or daily, on alcohol?
Is this any of your business?
Well, she's asking for, you know, essentially taxpayers' money to fund, you know, her kids going to summer camp. So I have to ask, she says she can't fund it herself. I think an obvious question here is, do you drink and do you smoke, Laura?
Laura? Oh, she's gone. We'll try and get her back.
She got cut off.
We'll try and get her back on the line.
Yeah, okay.
What are you getting at?
I'm getting at that she hung up because she doesn't want to answer the question and she won't be on again before the end of the show. Amanda, try her again there, please, if you can.
Jude, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jude?
Absolutely brilliant, Adrian.
Good.
I'm with Katie on this 100%, not absolutely 100%.
there's some people out there, they're so entitled that they expect the taxpayer to give the sponsorship deal for kids' entertainment. There's nowhere even in the Constitution that states that that kids have to be entertained at the expense of a taxpayer.
Obviously, there's nothing in the Constitution that kids need to be entertained. By the way, she's hanging up on us. She won't take our call again. Sorry.
Going for a smoke and a drink, I'd say.
Sorry, Jude. No, of course it's not in the Constitution. But is it not awful that kids like this are missing out when all their friends are being entertained at summer camps? These kids, as somebody said earlier on, are the kids that are going to be roaming the streets, bored and getting up to no good, basically.
Well, listen, it's not offensive. It's not life-threatening compared to
nobody said it was,
or anything like that. So it's hardly deprivation on any standard. And second of all, would that be a new defence for a teenager or a person, say 21, 22, up in court for a crime? Well, my defence is the taxpayer wouldn't spend money on me to go to a summer camp, so that's my defence why I committed that crime. Do you think that would be a defence in court now?
Again, you're just not getting the big picture here. We're talking about these kids. We're not talking about this woman. We're talking about five kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The kids. It's, why should the taxpayer have to sponsor? Why should it be a sponsorship deal for the taxpayer? Why does it? Why?
John, let me bring you back in on this. Kids can do without. As Michelle earlier on said, you know, just tell them, no, you can't go.
No, I never said that this was essential, Jude, by no means, and I never said that. But what I'm saying is it'll cost fuck all to do it as well. This is what my point
is. No, it does. If it costs fuck all, then why is the Jude?
What I said to you, Jude, is
if you listen to what I said,
22 years ago, Jude, this was happening. This was called summer camps and a summer project. So why can't it be done again, Jude, when we have so much money in it? You're not listening at all. So sorry, Jude, you're talking about the taxpayer, okay? I'm a taxpayer. So, Jude, I don't agree with buying
the hotel. Money to spend.
I don't like 150 million going to an iPad centre or the City Best Hotel. So, Jude, I'll tell you what I'd rather 150 million go on. Into Ireland, into the infrastructure, into summer camps, into this, into that. This is what I'd like the 150 million. But we don't get a choice. But the fact of what I'm saying is, why not give them a fucking summer camp? Why not get the community involved? Why not go back to the blueprints of there? It worked 22 years ago. Why shouldn't it work now? Get the local councils, wherever borough it was in, whether it be Fingal, it's South Dublin, I don't care where it is, and get them involved, get the community centres involved, and let's run this project again for the couple of 8 weeks for the summer.
Why can't people do without?
Well, why you not do it? Why not do it? Why are you always negative? Why is Katie on the negative? Well, fuck you, Jack.
Because it's coming out of our pockets.
You see, the fact of the matter is, I'm fucking mind, Jude, but my fact is, and the point is, I have a bit of fucking head on my shoulders.
Bad language.
Head on my shoulders.
Can you not explain everybody and explicit?
I'm for everybody.
And you're a fuckwit because you're only using explicit. You can't.
I'm for everybody, Jude. I'm not one of you, Jack, and I'm glad I'm not one of you. And I'm not an Katie, and I'm not a Jeremy Dixon. That's what you are, Jews. Get your shit together, Jews.
Get your shit together, Jews.
Jesus Christ.
Now, is there anybody else there that wants to even try have a decent conversation? I've no problem. But here, see that? That's another fucking use of that. Honestly.
Your mother must be proud of you, you fuckwit.
You idiot. You're an idiot.
I want to see this plays out for a second. No, I really do. I'm going to get popcorn. Is that okay?
Sure, Katie, here. You're just as bad as Jude, honestly, with your shitty fucking attitude. As I said, listen, I'm okay. I didn't have to come on here and say what I said. But what I'm saying is, I'd love to see every kid from every background, whether they have rich or poor, to go on their summer camps. That's what my fucking point is, Adrian. Yep. And why not do it? Okay. Why not do it?
Stay with me for a minute. This is Sinead.
Ridiculous. I got here late, but I saw the topic and she expects the government to pay for our children's summer camp. I totally agree with Katie on this. No, The government isn't. The entitlement, ridiculous. The sense of entitlement. You have kids, you have to take care of them. Yeah, sure, the government is there and they're there for when you fall on our times, but just these expectations is a bit much. We've had these conversations over and over again on the show, and if you're having kids, you're bringing kids into this world, you should be able to take care of them on your own. And then when you fall on hard times, that's when the government should pop in and help you up a bit, pop you up with the kids. Otherwise, the kids are your responsibilities.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jessica. You're bullying at this conversation.
Oh, it just seems like gimme, 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 doesn't it? They're your kids. You pay for them. They're your responsibility. Why should you get hands out for a camp? Just because they don't go to summer camp doesn't mean they're going to end up criminals, for fuck's sake.
Well, as that message earlier on said, these are the sorts of kids that end up hanging around the streets, bored out of their tree and getting up
only
to no good.
Only if she lets them get up to no good. Why can't she not spend time with her kids herself? Bring them to the park, play football, play tennis. Like, you can get the equipment yourself for fairly cheap in Smith's and bring them out and have fun yourself with the kids.
Sorry, I just want to read another message that's come in from that same person, and it says, this is Helen. Jesus, all you ever hear on your show is blame the parents. Now you have a parent asking for help, and she's been absolutely slated.
She actually makes a good point, to be fair, it's a good point. But you can't rely on the government for everything. You cannot rely on the government for everything. It's not fair on hardworking people who bother their arses to get educated, to get qualified, to get experience, to get work their way up to, you know, being in a good job and earning good money. It's not fair on people who work hard. Why should people...
This is a begrudgery attitude. This is the same shite that comes out of Jeremy's mouth.
Why should I get up at 5 o'clock every morning and go to work and pay and get my pay slip at the end of the month and see all that tax coming out, and it to be for, and I don't begrudge it going to people who genuinely need it.
This lady genuinely needs it.
But people who, no, she is getting what she needs. She has 700 quid a month in child benefit. That's what I've worked out she gets. 140 by 5 is 700. There's no way she couldn't have put a tenner that away for 10 weeks and it would have gotten her two of her kids probably a week in summer camp.
Sorry, John, you're trying to get back in there.
Sorry, Adrian, I lost you, sir. This is a typical, you know, again, attitudes there, what Katie's saying. You know, I pay my taxes, like Jude's there, like, what I'm saying is, Adrian, right, I walk, Katie, okay? I get up in the morning, same as yourself, Katie. I go to work. I walk stupid fucking hours, actually. I finish at 4 and 5 in the morning sometimes, but I do what I do. But here's the thing, Katie. I don't look down on people. What you're fucking doing right now is looking down on them as if they're peasants. Oh, they get enough of my taxes.
First of all, John, can you try and construct a sentence without using bad language? Seriously.
You're annoying the fuck out of me today, honestly.
Taxes going towards elocution lessons and vocabulary lessons for yourself.
Stop, so please. Will you give it over and play another reason here?
Okay,
hang on.
What John is getting at is you are living in that same ivory tower that Jeremy Dixon lives in.
Absolutely.
I don't.
You said it about your neighbour, about the car.
You've asked me a question. Can you give me the time to answer, please? Can you at least have enough manners to let me answer your question, if nothing else in this world that you have, okay?
Now, come on, Katie, you haven't it all day.
The answer is, I don't begrudge anybody anything that they need. My problem is that when we get to a point where the government are being called on to provide all the luxuries and then, you know...
What luxuries? It's a summer camp.
A luxury.
The fact of the matter is, Katie, they can well do it. It wouldn't cost an arm and a leg, and didn't cost an arm and a leg 40 years ago.
Jess, what about John's suggestion that the state should be paying for summer camps for everyone?
No. Stop living
why
in
not, the
house like that 30
give
years
give you a good
ago.
Reason why not, Jess.
Because it's a luxury. They don't need camps.
A luxury. You're literally licking the words out Katie's mouth there. The luxury. Here's the thing.
These kids can benefit from a summer project.
Okay, it's called a summer project for a reason, and it can be with the local communities and the local councils. It can be done very, very quickly, actually. So why not do it? You know, we've plenty of money, Jess. What are we spending all the money on? iPass centres and hotels? Why not give them a couple of million? Why not spend a few million around the country and do summer projects and do something good for these kids and every kid? I'm not talking about rich kids, but I'm talking about every kid in general. What's wrong with that? What's so wrong with that?
So you would like to see every parent being helped with summer camps for kids?
I say, reach your poor agent. I would love to see a summer project camp in place in every, you know, county of the Islands of Ireland for everybody in every community. Why not? I just bring the kids closer. It's gonna here. As I said to you, Adrian, at the start of this show, I never forgot it, and I still won't forget it. That was the, you know, I was only 9 and 10 years of age. I had the best time of my life there going to that summer project. We've gone there. We were only a bus trip to the beach, you know, but we went with our friends. You know, and their mothers were there, chaperoners, or some of the fathers were there, and it was great. I'll never forget it. You know, let's not do. You know, you're losing. Katie, I can't believe it's my taxpaying this, my taxpaying that.
Oh, well, so Jesus. When you get your payslip and you see enough of your taxes going, you know, and then people are asking for summer camps to be paid from. Sorry,
it was put to you earlier on, Katie, that you did fall on hard times. Wouldn't you love to have that for your kids if you did fall on hard times? That there's a summer project there. Every 8 weeks, every summer for the kids, no matter how rich you are or poor you are.
Where's the line then, John?
Right, so where's the line of 150 million going into hotels, Katie? So you're talking about luxuries, Katie.
Okay, we're waffling again. We're waffling again.
It's the same thing.
I want to bring in one final call on this, and that's you, Robbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you doing, guys?
Well, Robbie, what do you want to say on this?
Well, first off, I'll agree with Katie, and I'll say I don't care about the kids. I'll be open about it. But that's not what I want to mention. I can guarantee if we went with John's idea of a summer camp for every kid, regardless of income of the parents, regardless of, you know, social status, whatever you want to apply to it, I could promise you there'd be a note on your fucking web, on your Facebook page saying, my kids couldn't go to that camp because these rich kids took up their spaces. They should pay for it. And I think Katie would agree with that.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Look, it's for everybody, as I said.
It would happen, you know. John. Don't be so naive.
I'm not being naive at all. Again, you're being negative, the same as Katie. You know, everybody that I've got on this show there today is being so fucking negative, it's unbelievable. I can't even believe it, Adrian. I really can't. You know, the fact of the matter is that, oh, my taxpayer shouldn't be paying for that. My tax dollars shouldn't be paying. You know, Jesus, what a fucking poxy attitude to go through in life. What a poxy attitude.
I said, if he did the camps... You'd have people. Shut the fuck up for a second, but look. You'd have people complaining that the spots are being taken up by people who could potentially afford
to pay. They lay on enough buses in every community. It worked. I'm telling you about what it worked. It worked back then. Why not walk it now?
Okay,
you
know,
people with no kids then complaining that their money's going to that as well.
Robbie, you're
always going to have people complaining at the end of the day. You're okay here and everybody else.
The bottom line for you, Robbie, is you don't care about these kids being left
out. Couldn't give a flying fuck about them. She opened her legs, had five kids.
God, open the legs. There we go again, Asian. You know what I mean? You're an Asian. I'll leave you with this. A lot of people want to get their shit together. Seriously. They'd want to get their shit together.
The sponges of society can't understand, and I'm not referring to this woman, right?
Well,
I'm talking about people who want everything for nothing. The sponges of society can't understand what it's like to come from a working person's point of view, where you're paying taxes and you are working hard, and that's those taxes, like, you know, a good couple of hundred a month are taxes that you could put towards, you know, stuff that you need, necessities for yourself. And these people cannot understand because they've never had to work. They've never contributed anything to society.
Again, you don't know anything about this lady, Laura.
I'm talking about the sponges that exist in our society. They cannot understand the frustration for workers to see that money being taken and deducted every month, and then to see them getting their fuel allowance, their back to school allowance, which I do not begrudge because they are all necessities. But what's for the working person? What incentives is there for the working person? And if we're going to go down the road...
It's like having Jeremy sitting beside me all over again. Because you're the exact same attitude. A begrudger. A begrudger. That's all I'm hearing from you is begrudgery.
But even if I'm begrudging, and it is begrudgery, I don't care. Of course it's begrudgery to get up early in the morning and be exhausted in the evening and see your tax. And then people who get everything for nothing saying, well, we want more, we're not happy. Go out, get a job. Stop having kids. Family plan. Try contraception. It's not
Are
that
Are you finished
hard.
Now? Lorraine.
There is some places that do free summer camps, 3 days out. You don't need to go spend hundreds of quid on a summer camp for your kids when you can do stuff for free, John.
And Sean has been in touch with us.
Good afternoon, folks. How's it going? I think this Laura one needs a proper smack of reality. you know, she needs to step up and take accountability and responsibility for her actions. She continuously lay down and had kids with multiple men or a one man, whatever it was. Obviously, what might not have been working for the first kid, might not have been working for the second kid. So why is she having a third kid? Why is she having a fourth and a fifth if she's not working? It's not down to the government and everyone else to pay for her kids to go to summer camps or whatever it is. That responsibility falls on her and the fathers of the kids. And if the fathers aren't involved in the kids' lives, the responsibility falls onto her. It's absolutely nobody else's business fault or responsibility. You know, she put herself in this position and it's up to her to deal with it. Tough. That's how it is.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed for your message. And thank you all of you for your messages and for getting involved in this latest episode of Opinions Matter. And thank you, Katie, for... Well, I don't know what I'm thanking you for.
No, you probably shouldn't thank me. I'd say there might be some complaints in this afternoon. But look, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to lie and say, oh, the poor kids, I think
okay,
they should...
Okay, don't start again.
No.
You give me a headache.
If you want something in life, get up off your arse, take your finger out of your...
Do what I do, Jeremy. Look, I fade you out. Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode.